welcome to the Sunday's Comin' Podcast, a podcast of Countryside Community United Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, on the Tri-Faith Commons. I'm Eric Elnis, and we're looking ahead to what's on deck for Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, January 19th, 2020. This Sunday is very special. It's Martin Luther King weekend, so I, for the last 25 years, have offered the I Have a Dream speech from memory by Martin Luther King Jr. We're going to change it up, though, this year, so it won't be that one. Sorry if it disappoints you. It will be a different reading from Martin Luther King Jr. that fits the parable we'll be covering incredibly well. I think you'll really enjoy it, so come and be surprised. We are continuing our series on called Earthy Wisdom, where we're looking at the parables of Jesus that concern creation as a metaphor for the spiritual life. And this Sunday, it's one of those kind of gonzo parables. It's the parable of the sower that has inspired hearts and minds and great artworks and songs and so forth for centuries. That one where the person scatters the seed and it falls, some falls on the path and some falls on rocky ground and so forth. Jesus is asked by his disciples, what does this parable mean? It's confusing to them. And we find that an interpretation is offered. We're going to be covering Matthew's version of this. It also appears in Mark and Luke. We're going to be covering Matthew's version. And so Jesus, according to the book of Matthew, kind of clarifies what this parable means. We're actually just going to cover the parable in Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. And the reason why is because there's some thought amongst Christian scholars that this may not exactly have been the words of Jesus interpreting this parable, because Jesus specifically spoke in parables so that you're going to look at things from multiple angles, and it's in that kind of quest for filling in the gaps in the parable that you actually discover the Word of God. So locking in one interpretation can tend to be highly problematic and really go counter to Jesus' own purposes. It's not that Jesus couldn't or wouldn't have offered an interpretation, but most likely he would have also said, there are many ways to look at this. Here's one to get you going, but now think of like 10 other ways. So we are going to be I'll be offering Jesus's quote-unquote Jesus's interpretation, which is a good interpretation, by the way. I'm nothing against it, but also asking, what if we could see other ways? Specifically, if you want to prepare, just take a look at Matthew 13 and ask, who are you in this parable? Are you the scatterer? Are you the seed that falls upon the ground? Or are you the ground itself? Many ways to see this parable. This Sunday, the preaching will be informed by conversations that have been had all week long, starting with our Koyo youth from the Sunday before, when I and Imam Jamal Daoudi from the AMI and Aryeh Osrael, our scholar in residence, Rabbi Aryeh, we all showed up and we did a presentation on the parable, and then we had conversation with them. So we gleaned some great wisdom from our youth and then continued the conversation with our worship team on Wednesday, recorded a podcast, and to be released later, like probably many weeks from now. And then I'll be preaching from it on Sunday. So this series, we're really drawing on the wisdom of our youth and our Tri-Faith partners, as well as the stuff I happen to cobble together. So looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, the 19th, 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. Join us.